Martin's Paradoxical Temporary ME/CFS Remission Story by Court Johnson, July 31st, 2024. There are recovery and recovering stories, and then there are recovering stories. Martin didn't recover. He reported that he remitted, but in such a strange way. In fact, I gaped at his story when it came in. What to do with this? Its strangeness, however, spoke for its authenticity. No one, I thought, could ever make this up. Plus, however unlikely the outcome, I felt that anyone who gets better after being so ill deserves a chance to tell his or her story and perhaps get some clues as to what happened. To me, Martin's story brings to mind chaos theory, which describes how small changes can ripple through complex systems, resulting in unforeseen outcomes, and remission was unforeseen indeed. Something happened, but what? Martin reported that his spontaneous remission came at his very lowest point, at a point where he was wondering if this was finally it for him. He had been ill with ME/CFS for 10 years and had been bedbound for the last three. Before he came down with ME/CFS, he'd been diagnosed with Epstein-Barr virus reactivation, Lyme disease, and food poisoning. The medications that helped him, such as Lyrica, benzodiazepines, and tianeptine, worked on the brain. His symptoms, on the other hand, have always seemed overwhelmingly physical. Martin reported that he was not depressed, that he didn't have anxiety, and didn't experience brain fog, but did experience massive fatigue, hard and long painful periods of post-exertional malaise, burning sensations, mostly on his back and legs, and he couldn't tolerate heat or cold, both of which trigger PEM, insomnia, muscle pain. His blood tests did not indicate that he had an autoimmune problem. His problems with insomnia led him to switch to a new sleep medication, but instead of sleeping more soundly, his sleep profoundly deteriorated. Now he was regularly getting 1 to 2 and sometimes 3 hours of sleep per night. Not surprisingly, his symptoms exploded. The slightest exertion would bring on severe muscle pain and burning sensations, and his already enormous fatigue worsened dramatically. As the months went on, he thought he was reaching his end. Poor sleep is associated with an increased risk of many chronic illnesses, and Martin's immune and nervous systems were surely getting clobbered. Sleep deprivation studies never matched the amount of sleep deprivation that Martin experienced. That would be too dangerous. Short-term sleep deprivation has been associated with an inability to detoxify the brain, form memories, emotional lability, reduced energy production, neuroinflammation, increased inflammation in the body, reduced testosterone, altered gut microbiome, reduced resistance to infections. The list goes on and on. Interestingly, though, sleep deprivation can increase cortisol, serotonin, tryptophan, and taurine levels, and is associated with the antidepressive effect that can occur. Sleep deprivation also increases the activity of the thyroid hormone, and increased thyroid hormone levels could be causing sleep deprivation. A 1991 article focused on using sleep deprivation therapy in depression. A mouse model found that sleep deprivation increased levels of the feel-good chemical GABA. Sleep deprivation is also associated with increased levels of adenosine, which inhibits neural activity, particularly of the cholinergic neurons. It results in increased synthesis of the neurosteroid allopregnanolone in the prefrontal cortex. Increased production of oleolithanolamide in the cerebral spinal fluid may have neuroprotective and neurotrophic effects. Immune cells called granulocytes increase epigenetic changes, i.e. changes to our gene expression, also occur. Then suddenly, after getting 2 hours sleep one night, Martin reported that he experienced a sensation of energy such as he had not felt in years. Despite only sleeping 3 hours, the next night the euphoric feeling of energy happened again. The next day, his post-exertional malaise disappeared and he got out of bed and was able to walk on his own. Over the next couple of weeks, he reported he was able to sit at meals, drive a car, visit friends, and ride an electric bike without suffering post-exertional malaise, for the first time in years. The fact that his sleep only slowly but surely improved indicated that it wasn't that he was getting better sleep, something else was going on. Plus, those few nights he didn't sleep well were followed by another wave of energy. He said he and his family were overjoyed at this strange occurrence. His improvement was so rapid that he's convinced that there's nothing inherently permanent about his ME/CFS. His remission lasted about 2.5 months, and then his symptoms started to return. His goal is to get back to his state of remission without having to go through a severe and uncertain path of severe sleep deprivation. He cannot trace his remission to anything he was taking or anything different he was doing. It just happened. The question is, what could have happened to reset his system and allow him to improve so much for a while? Martin's thoughts include the following. A change in brain chemistry, as if the brain stops sending faulty signals to the nervous system, which causes a cascade of symptoms. Immune system suppression, another idea, but in his case, he tried some immune suppressants without success in the past, such as rapamycin and methylprednisolone. Changes in hormones? Tests never indicated a hormonal imbalance, though. Martin's story obviously does not provide a template for recovery. No one would ever try to duplicate what Martin reports happened to him. In the end, there is nothing to do with his story except to wonder at it and try to explain it, and it's being presented in the hopes that someone has an idea. If anyone does or has had similar experience, please let him know in the comments below.